Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Senators have opened the second day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. She was directly asked by California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein about whether or not she agreed with the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, upholding the right to abortion. Barrett would not directly answer.
Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
So, Senator, I do want to be forthright and answer every question so far as I can. I think on that question, I'm going to invoke Justice Kagan's description, which I think is perfectly put. When she was in her confirmation hearing, she said that she was not going to grade precedent or give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Barrett says she is an originalist. She says she interprets the Constitution as a law and that she understands it to have the meaning that it had at the time that people ratified it. Stocks opened lower this morning as the Labor Department reported a slowdown in inflation last month. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials fell about 50 points in early trading.
Consumer prices rose just 0.2% in September, half the increase of the month before. A jump in used car and truck prices accounts for most of that increase. Food prices were flat, as falling costs for groceries in September helped to offset the rising price of restaurant meals. Food prices are still significantly higher than they were a year ago, with grocery prices up more than 4% over the past 12 months. Energy prices, however, have fallen sharply during that period, limiting overall inflation for the year to just 1.4%. The Social Security Administration announced today that beneficiaries will receive a cost of living adjustment next year of 1.3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
More than 100,000 Georgians flocked to the polls Monday for the first day of early voting. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler has more on long lines reported in the state.
Turnout was heavy for the first day of in-person voting in Georgia 3 weeks before Election Day, even with several counties closed because of the holiday. At least 110,000 voters in both urban and rural counties waited in line for hours to cast their ballot, and the only state to have both U.S. Senate seats on the ballot, plus a tightly contested race for the White House. In Atlanta, voting was paused for half an hour at the massive NBA arena while officials fixed the technical issue, but voters like Adrian Crowley, who is African-American, said the stakes were too high for people to leave the queue.
You know, my grandfather was from Georgia. I would have waited all day if I had to, just from the experiences that he used to have.
Georgia is seeing record turnout, with more than 1.5 of the state's 7 million voters requesting an absentee ballot so far. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
California's top election official is demanding California's Republican Party take out unauthorized ballot boxes. The California GOP insists it's legal. This is NPR. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson says it is pausing its clinical trial for a coronavirus vaccine. The company says it's investigating if a volunteer's unexplained illness is related to the injection. The company says adverse events are an expected part of large clinical studies. The International Committee of the Red Cross is appealing for emergency aid for thousands of civilians caught in violence between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva the conflict is over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh.
The Red Cross reports hundreds of thousands of people across the region are affected by the escalating conflict. ICRC Eurasia Regional Director Martin Shoup says tens of thousands of people will need life-saving aid over the next few months.
Civilians are dying or suffering life-changing injuries. The elderly and babies are among those forced to spend hours in unheated basements or to seek safety.
As a neutral intermediator, Shoup says the ICRC is ready to facilitate the exchange of bodies of those killed in action and the release of prisoners held by the warring parties. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The National Weather Service says rain, gusty winds, and mountain snow will fall today in the Pacific Northwest, spreading to the upper Rockies. That weather system will push east into the plains by tomorrow. It will be much warmer in the desert southwest and in the east. The Weather Service says those areas will get warmer than normal temperatures today, but will start to cool off by the end of the week. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.